everybody, and welcome to Outlast Podcast. I am Frank, and I'm with Mom Shirley.
Hi.
And today we're talking Season 40, Episode 3, Out for Blood. Overall, what did you think of the episode?
I liked it. Not anything really big in this episode.
Yeah.
But I'm really liking the season. So, you know, it's pretty good. Challenges are good. Yeah. Tribal. Of course, you know, they're all past winners. So We know so much about each of them. So it makes it a lot more exciting. Yeah, it was pretty good. What do you think?
I liked it a lot. I already liked the season far better than the last one.
Yeah.
The last one was kind of a downer. It just wasn't as exciting as this one is. This one's really exciting. So let's go ahead and dig into it here. Last week we had Danny voted out. And we're moving into this one. Adam's not happy with the old school alliance. He seems to be running the show.
Right.
And he wants to get, he wants to either get Poverty out or Rob, but he knows that Poverty's the easier target. Denise and Adam are talking about sending Poverty home. Denise now has a full idol, the half and half idol. She gave it to Adam at first. Adam starts talking to the others about getting Poverty out. Ben can't stand Rob anymore.
Isn't that something? He just loved Rob before.
Yeah. It's what we were 6 days in and that shine wore off.
Oh, real quick.
Yeah. He sees him as an alpha male and he wants, you know, he just basically wants to hit him hard.
Yeah.
And so he knows he's on board. He wants to take Poverty out.
Right.
So then Adam tells Ethan. Now, Ethan, of course, says he agrees. And Ethan, there's no way he's going
to
go.
That was the dumbest thing to do.
But okay. So here's my argument. Now, I think this is why Adam does it. Of course, Adam is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be defending him throughout today's discussions. He says that he does this because somebody's going home.
Right.
He thinks of that old school alliance. And so if it's, you know, one of the guys, he has given Ethan now a warning.
Mm-hmm.
So when Ethan feels like he's on the bottom, he's more likely to join Adam. You know what I'm saying?
True.
He's not blindsided. You were given the opportunity. So it shows that I do trust you and want you to be part of my team, knowing that Ethan won't be at that moment. But later on, it'll help him out.
Right.
So that's why I think Adam, that's what Adam even says he was doing.
Okay.
Yeah. Again, I'm defending him today's episode.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm afraid it'll backfire on him eventually.
Well, Ethan does too. He thinks it's a mistake and he ends up, you know, talking to everybody else. Over at DeCall, Sandra says that she's retiring after this season. Now, do you believe that?
Yeah, right.
She's the queen, right? She's not going anywhere.
Heck no.
Yeah. So I doubt that's happening. Now, Tyson feels like he's on the bottom. And so he's trying to work on getting the target off of him. And of course, Sandra's the easiest target to focus on. Everybody knows her name. He talks to Sophie and Yule. And Yule kind of seems on board, you know. Sandra, now we go back over there. We're seeing how everybody's doing. They're all getting hungry over there.
Yeah.
Sandra's made this net. She's kind of showing everybody how this net system works. And she ends up catching a shark.
Right.
Tony grabs a shark. He freaks out on it.
Totally freaks out.
What a dork. And then, they end up getting the shark. They end up cooking sharks. They have some protein going on.
Even when they go back to that tribe, he's still saying, it almost took my arm off. And he's just still talking about
Shark's not even big as his arm. Later we see Yule tell Sandra that Tyson is targeting him. And now we have kind of this thing where Sandra's ready to take out Tyson.
Oh, yeah. She didn't like hearing that.
Right. You're going to attack her. You're going to get her full focus.
Yeah.
Not great for one of my favorites. So a little worried about that. Over on Edge of Extinction, Danny's getting hungry without the supplies of food coming in. So,
right.
On Edge of Extinction, they have less food income than on the two tribes.
Yeah.
They begin spear fishing, and she ends up catching a small fish. It's the highlight of her trip so far. She's real excited about that. Now, we have some controversy here that I want to make sure we talk about. Okay. They said that Nat bought us tree mail. I'm assuming with a token.
Right.
Okay. We listened to it again. I heard bought. Maybe they said brought. But I think she bought it with a token as an advantage.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
I think she probably did. Yeah.
The numbers don't add up later on then, if that's the case.
Oh, okay. Because she had two, right? Or did she only have one?
Where's my chart?
Hold on.
We're digging into the chart, folks. We're digging into the chart. Because this one, I kept doing the math over and over again. I'm like, that does not make sense. And it's just like two and three numbers. Okay, so she's going into this episode with two right now.
Okay.
So if she bought one, that means she's down to one.
Correct.
Okay. Now, let's remember that going forward. Okay. What they get in the tree mail is three bamboo tubes with messages in there. Eventually, they find this lockbox at a tree at the top of the hill.
Right.
You know, this is the same spot they always climb up to.
Yeah,
I would just go up there.
They always got
to
climb up there, yeah.
There's always something up there.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where you kind of have to like, I don't want to get into it too much, but how did they get the lockbox up there? There was a helicopter that flew up there. Were they sleeping during the helicopter's trip?
Yeah.
Come on now. There's got to be something.
Come on. You got to go with it. Don't analyze it too much.
we'll get into another part where I'm like, come on, editing. You're killing me here. But anyways. okay. So They're all up there. They're trying to figure out the number to this lockbox.
Right.
Amber leaves them. She remembers seeing numbers on the crates.
Yeah. She was going out for herself there, which kind of surprised me. I was glad.
We need to see that out of Amber.
Exactly.
Of course, her luck, it didn't lead up to anything and there was the wrong numbers. But Natalie realizes that there was some shells that were on strings earlier tied on these tubes.
Exactly. Yeah.
So she goes down there and she realizes that the shells and the strings are in clusters.
Right.
Right. So she goes and she figures out the numbers that each cluster is in and she knows what the answer is. Now, smart Natalie, this is an Amazing Race player who would do a U-turn on anybody.
Yep.
She starts smashing some of the shells. So if that somebody else figures it out,
she
throws them off.
Yep.
Real good.
I loved it.
She heads up and after some delay, she finally gets it opened up. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now, this advantage is to give somebody a chance to get a steal a vote advantage, right?
Right.
The trick is it's hidden in the opposite camp. So whoever she gives it to, they have to go to the other camp and find it.
Right.
And then she says that she states, this is the part that I have a problem with. She states that now she has 3 fire tokens. She should be at, with the purchase of Sarah, like, I'm sorry. Well, okay. It'll be Sarah. So when she gets the fire token there, she'll have 1 going up to 2 now. Right.
Right.
Because she used 1. But she says here she'll have 3.
So maybe she didn't purchase
assuming.
Advantage.
She must
they might have said brought instead of bought.
It bugged me because I know we were on it. And I'm like, that she said bought. So I'm like, okay, this numbers are fishy, but I'll go with it.
I think if she bought it, they would focus more on that.
Because that's true. That
because
would
that's the first time I think that something, an advantage would have been purchased. You know what I mean?
You sold me.
Yeah. I'm not sure, but
well, that does make sense. They would make sure to make that a big deal because it's like we keep talking about. They keep mentioning they have to do it before sundown. So eventually that's going to mess somebody up. You know, we're going to see the sun going down and they quit, you know, eventually that's going to mess
up. They might not do it in time, you know.
Right. So we're over at the call and surprise, Sarah finds the advantage in her bag.
From my
that.
Sarah.
Yeah, Sarah's awesome. I'm looking forward to see how well she does. So the idea is she has to sneak into the other camp at night and she'll find the advantage in somebody's torch.
Yeah.
Torch, yeah. So she asks her other police officer, Tony, to help her out.
I don't know about that.
I like, you know, I'll give her this. I do like Tony more this season than I have in any other season.
You know what I was thinking earlier today? I would love to see Tony and Sarah on Amazing Race.
Oh, what a team.
Wouldn't they be awesome?
Wow. Damn, that
they
is
would
a,
be a very good team. Yeah.
Wow. That's a good, now, okay, we need to talk to Phil.
Yeah.
Okay.
Our buddy Phil.
Yeah, our buddy Phil. I follow him on Twitter. Okay, so officially friends. No. they end up covering your head in ashes. Kind of a little dorky thing that they're doing.
Yeah,
there.
The whole camo thing. Yeah.
It's whatever, you know. So at Cele, the names. Sarah arrives by boat. She then crawls through camp very slowly through camp. And she's exposed. So when she's getting into the torch, she has to actually stand up. So she's kind of exposed to everybody if they wake up. Sarah finds the idol. And apparently no one has been awoken, and she's able to get out of there okay.
It shows Ben kind of waking up.
Okay, but, this is my problem before.
But I mean, you know, you've talked about before when this happened. That
I have Vince's name written down.
There's cameramen. Yeah. So they've got to be woken up once in a while because they've got, you know, cameramen and everything around them.
So the way
that was a good catch last
time.
The
way it was edited, though, we saw several people wake up during this process.
Yeah.
We saw people awake when the boat arrived. And you know you would hear that boat arrive. But nevertheless, say the boat was down the road. That's fine. But we saw they edited it so it looked like people were awake when she's walking around. That's just bad editing. I assume nobody woke up. I understand that. But then why show Ben awaken?
Right. I mean, he didn't roll over, or, you know, but to show him, I mean, who wouldn't just look around, you know?
Well, what's silly is they would like show her crawling, right? And then we see everybody asleep on the foreground. Like on the bottom, we see everybody asleep. And then we see her in the background crawling. Then they would show Ben awake and look around. And then they would show the shot of her again and everybody's still asleep. So they just added the Ben waking up part from another place in there.
They might have, yeah.
I'm assuming because we see all of them sleeping.
True.
Including Ben must be there, right?
Right.
I don't know. To me, it's just the editor's trying to like, let me spice this up.
You're just too picky on their editing because you edit podcasts all the time.
That could, well, yeah. But yeah, so, you know, and again, ever since the Vince time this happened, we've been a little bit critical on this situation, you know, with the whole camera crew and stuff like that.
Yeah.
This, though, was definitely done better than the Vince one.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Because Vince just kind of like walked into camp. He kind of tripped around a little bit.
Yeah.
Sarah was covert op. She did a really good job, so I was pretty happy
That's
with that
police officer in her.
Exactly. All right.
She says, I feel like I'm going to go give a search warrant out.
Yeah. Next day, though, we're looking at challenge, bright morning. What's going on?
Okay, so with challenge, it is a reward and immunity challenge. Mm-hmm. And the reward is chicken kebabs. And so one thing I want to point out before it all starts is as soon as Jeff says what the challenge is, Sandra turns to Tony and says, I'll sit out. I can't do that challenge.
Isn't that nuts?
Yeah, and she sat out before. And I'm kind of thinking, you know, are they paying attention to this and realizing that when it comes to challenges, Sandra's not any help for their tribe?
Yeah.
And will that affect them wanting to vote her out? I mean, for me, I would have got that girl out day one.
But. Well, luckily, but it does seem like something that would come up because that's vital for this phase, people going out. And the way she does it, it's not just so much like a vote. And let's see. She's just telling them, like, no, yeah, I can't do this. I'm out.
Yeah.
Because the first part of it's kind of it's American Ninja Warrior kind of intro.
Yeah.
And yeah, I couldn't do that. Don't get me wrong. I'm not on Survivors then.
Exactly. And, you know, DeCall has been winning.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, maybe that's why it's not a factor yet.
Yeah, it's just kind of
Saleh
like,
wow. is the one that has been losing. So, But I just feel at some point, somebody's going to recognize that and bring it up. I mean, She's good at throwing targets out there, but the rest of them better get on board with that.
Yeah.
And throw a target her way. The way I'm looking at it.
This
anyway.
Tyson just tried to, and I would bring up this. Tyson's very good at challenges.
Right.
I would bring up the fact that, why is Sandra not helping us out with this?
Exactly.
Things?
Yeah. And the way that she turned to Tony, I don't know if she feels more comfortable with Tony, because she didn't say that out loud to everybody.
Next week we see something happening there. So maybe.
So I don't know. We'll see what happens with that. Okay. So like I said, reward is chicken kebabs in the grill. So they get to keep the grill for any other cooking, which is cool.
Until getting you.
Yeah. So the way the challenge goes is they have to leap across a series of ramp walls, dig up a ladder from a sand pit, climb it to retrieve a rope, use the rope to get to the top of a tower. Mm-hmm. Once all the people are on top, then they solve a tree puzzle.
Right.
So it was pretty good. I thought there was people that did pretty well. There wasn't a whole lot that fell behind. To start with, the ramp walls were kind of hard. It's kind of like the beginning of
American Ninja Warrior.
American Ninja Warriors.
Totally.
You know, it's the walls that they have to, you know, go back and forth on. So Yule, Ethan, Adam, and Michelle had all fallen off that.
Isn't that crazy?
And, you know, they just did it over again. They did pretty good. Michelle was the one that had the hardest.
I think a lot of
it
was them having to get the rhythm because you can't just sit there and stop on them. You have to actually get going the whole time.
Towards the end, Jeff was like, see, there you go. Now you're getting it. You know, that would be hard. So they got through that part. They went to digging out their ladder from the sand. DeCall is in the lead at that point.
Right.
Then Tony goes up the ladder for DeCall and Jeremy goes up the ladder for Saleh. Mm-hmm. And you know, my Jeremy, he's a firefighter. So, and he did well, but Tony did well too. He did real quick.
Well, Tony had that rickety ladder he had made before. So he's a ladder man. He knows what to do. And what I thought was interesting is the way they do the ladders is you have to like hold it up while the other person.
Right.
I wouldn't trust nobody.
And you know, they did pretty well. We've seen this before where they tried to hold it up when they were in the water.
Yeah.
And I mean, they were falling over. I mean, they just had such a hard time with that.
For sure.
So they went up the ladder, they did the rope where they untwined it. This rope at one end has a ball. Mm-hmm. So Wendell threw the ball for DeCall. Rob threw the ball for, Rob threw the ball for Saleh. I got to write that right.
Yeah.
Rob had a hard time. So he kept trying, didn't get it. And then Ben did and he finally got it.
Right.
But that kind of got them pretty far behind because Wendell got it pretty quickly. Then they went on.
Wendell is very good at these.
Yeah.
When you throw something, he's very good at those.
Very good. So they went to the first wall and, they climbed up the rope to go over the first wall.
Right.
Then they get to the second wall and they have to do a human ladder, which we've seen this before. They do a good job with that. And when they get to the last person, they have to just run and jump up the wall and people grab him. So Wendell was the last. He did that really well. And then Saleh finally was catching up and they're on the second wall and Ben is the one at the end that runs up and does great.
I was so surprised because Ben doesn't look like he necessarily was going to get up the wall too fast.
Yeah, he did very well.
Very good job. Props to Ben.
Yeah, did great. And at this point, we get to the puzzle. So for DeKal, we have Sophie and Sarah.
Yeah.
DeKal got there first. They actually worked on that puzzle for a while
before had a good lead,
Soleil came. And then once they came, that was Rob and Michelle that was working on that. And it just went back and forth. You know, Sophie and Sarah would be ahead, and then Rob and Michelle would pull ahead. It just kind of went back and forth. And then DeKal ends up winning.
Yeah.
And Soleil only has one piece left. So. Yeah.
They caught up big time.
They really did, because DeKal was pretty far ahead. And then after this huge lead, they only won by one. So DeKal wins. They get their chicken kebabs and grill, and they don't have to go to tribal council.
One thing I liked about it is it was kind of redemptive for Rob, because last time Rob had to do a puzzle, it went very poorly for him.
Oh, and he was so upset about that.
Yeah, and this time you can't say it was because of Rob.
Right.
And they had a chance because, you know, they did a really good job of catching up.
They caught up a lot in that puzzle piece.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Yeah. Okay, so we're back at camp. We're at Soleil. And at first, everyone's sitting around camp. They're kind of down. And they also don't trust each other at this point.
It's, right.
Rob says it's like it's a standoff. Michelle says no one wanted to walk off. They're targeted right away. Right?
Yeah.
Well, eventually, Ben, Denise, Jeremy, and Adam, they talk and they want to get Poverty out. Adam approaches Rob about getting Poverty out again.
Another crazy move.
I'll defend it here in a bit.
I don't know about your Adam.
Rob starts talking about the future without Parv. Like, what could that be and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Rob tells him he agrees. Of course, we've seen this time and time again. Rob, when he walks away, thinks Adam is crazy. And he goes straight to Michelle and Jeremy saying that he knows the plan. Now, okay, let me defend Adam for a sec. Adam is doing the same thing with the other ones. He's just kind of making sure that all the sides have communication with him.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to create an alliance, this is new versus old. Okay. Right. Old school, you wouldn't even talk to Rob. New school, you make sure that there's at least some fishing hooks out there.
Yeah.
So I think what he's doing is he's letting Rob know. So in the future, if Poverty does go home and Rob didn't get on board, at least Rob was reached out to. It's the same thing he just did with Ethan.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. So
We'll see if it works for him.
We'll discuss it afterwards and we'll see how it helped out.
Yeah.
If it helped out.
Yeah.
So, okay, yeah. Rob tells Michelle and Jeremy. And then he tells them that, you know, Adam's, let's go for Adam and it'll be a surprise. And one thing with Rob, the way he does this, and we've seen it in the past, he kind of bullies him into it. Like, he's like the mob boss. He's like, look, I know the truth. I know what the answer is. We're going after them. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. We're going at him.
Exactly.
Very bully there. That's not going to win these guys over.
No.
You know, they're not for it. So now Poverty knows, and now she wants Adam out.
Yeah.
But Jeremy and Michelle are talking, and they still want to break up that old school alliance, and they're not real happy with Adam. So they got the situation where they're like, are they going old school alliance? Are they going for Adam? And then Michelle tells Ben and Denise, and they're going into tribal with that. So it kind of it basically sits down with which way is Michelle and Jeremy going.
Right.
Are they going to use this chance to make a move or are they going to kind of toe the line?
They are definitely the deciding vote.
Right.
Yeah. So we start tribal. This is night 9. So we're getting in there already.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So it starts where Jeff's asking Ben, as a winner on a tribe of winners that is losing challenge after challenge, do you wonder what is happening? Well, then, you know, he just talks about how people aren't talking at camp.
Yeah.
There's just no communication. And, you know, they should be talking about that. You know, how come we're losing challenges?
Right.
DeKal just, you know, they get all the rewards and they don't have to worry about voting people out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, these guys are having to deal with that. But they're not really talking about it. And then Jeremy chimes in and just says, you know, all hell's going to break loose. Why do we keep losing? You know, they're pretty discouraged at this point. So, you know, then you got Adam starts talking about how it's never a clean vote and someone's always wanting to vote the same, not vote the same with their alliance.
Exactly.
So they, you know, they're not talking, they're not communicating, they're not getting like a tight alliance. Mm-hmm. There's always somebody in the group that wants to go a different way. So you can't really trust any one alliance.
Yeah, yeah.
Without that communication going on, you know.
Yeah, and that's the problem with everybody being winners, though, is they know they're thinking the game so far ahead that they know what the reaction will be to them doing something already.
Right. Yeah.
So you got these people that are playing mind games in their head so much that they literally can just sit there around the campfire, each person not talking to each other, and they're all playing the game at that time. Because they're all sitting there like, if I walk away with Denise, I'm going to be doing this. And this person's going to think this. They're just running through all the numbers.
Yeah.
But normally it would be more about like, oh, me and this person just get along. So let's see if we can make this into an alliance.
Yeah.
That doesn't exist this time around.
Oh, no. Huh. Yeah. It's so tough to be in this game with past winners.
Oh, yeah.
You know, typically you don't have that. And you've got a whole handful of people at this point. There's still a lot of people in the game. There's a good group you're going to get out.
Yeah.
You know, that you know that. But not in this case, you know.
For sure.
So then, you know, Rob just says you have to trust somebody and hope that they are going to do the right thing. Mm-hmm. You know, even though you don't know if they will, you've got to try to get close with people and hope that they do. And then it's funny, Adam kind of starts attacking Rob,
and
he says, if you played a lot or you have a statue on the island, you're a target.
Right.
So Rob didn't really like that.
Rob didn't like that. No, he was not on board.
So he's saying, oh, Adam's playing the game. You know, they're there at Tribal and he's throwing that out there, trying to put a target on Rob. And Adam's like, no, you know, I'm just stating the obvious.
Yeah,
I'm not saying that you have to be a target. And Rob's like, oh, well, thank you for helping me type thing. So that was kind of funny, you know, that whole back and forth thing.
And it made me think, so the statues must still be out there then.
Right.
They must not have removed them.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if you're the guy riding the two boats, right? Think of those two guys that drive those two boats in. Did they make sure to go around that part of the island? Kind of like, just
I know.
Like,
wouldn't that be so cool?
So you're sitting there, you're Rob, you're like, yeah, you know, don't look at the statues.
Yeah. I wonder if they're still out there.
I bet they
Because all these guys obviously saw the last episode, so they know the statues exist.
And they're filming these like right on the tail of Island of Idols. So it's right afterwards.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, why not? You could probably get to use them in the future.
That would be so cool. Yeah.
And I just like the idea of like, if you're going by them, I would think Rob would kind of like, yeah, just ignore him. It's not a deal.
Oh, I know.
And Sandra would be like, that's what the queen gets.
Yeah. Make sure you all look as we drive by.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. She is loving every minute of it out there.
Oh, yeah.
So then it goes to Ben and he just talks about how, you know, alliances are new for him and he's happy with the bunker he's in, I guess, referring to like an alliance or something.
I would almost consider more a voting block because they're talking about how much they're not solidified.
Yeah, you know? True. So then Denise, you know, just talks about how everybody's jumping different bunkers and they're scrambling at this point.
Yeah.
And then they go to Ethan and he's like, well, I don't know about bunkers.
Yeah.
He says, I just know that, you know, if I can't think too far ahead or else I'm not going to be here now, you know, so, and then Jeff's like, oh, so you don't think ahead as far as, you know, where you're going to go in the game. And he says, no, I deal with it every day, basically just to make sure I'm here.
Yeah. That's a very old school player.
Yeah. You kind of have to look ahead.
And I think he kind of went into this game. We've seen it time and time again. He's mentioned his conditions. He's gotten past with cancer and everything.
Sure. Yeah.
I think he's playing to enjoy the adventure.
Yeah.
More so than.
Than too strategic.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's a whole, just a whole other way of playing the game.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I really like him, though.
Yeah, as a person. Yeah, as a player, I don't know, but as a person.
Yeah,
sure.
I kind of wondered to start with, to me, like when you have something like that, that is life threatening and you may lose everything.
Right.
It puts your life in a whole different light, you know, as far as just valuing things more and the experiences you go through are so different after something like that. So I don't know that is what's making things different, but he definitely is a lot different player than he was than we've seen before.
Yeah, way more relaxed.
Yeah. So then it's time to vote.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. This is pretty exciting. Parvati gets one.
Yeah.
Adam gets three. And poor Ethan, he gets four, which
he's
is enough
out.
to take him out. But I was hoping he'd stay longer, which, you know, he's on edge of extinction.
Yeah, he's going
so
edge of extinction, yeah.
He's not voted out, but I was hoping he'd be there longer.
He's not going to survive against Natalie out there.
I don't think so.
Natalie's getting the...
Oh, she's doing
we'll
good.
We'll talk about it in here in a sec, but we'll talk about it right now. She's getting the winner's edit, right? To where she actually has...
Oh, yeah.
So I saw the numbers on it. She actually has the most confessionals in the show so far.
Uh-huh.
Which that's usually something the winner gets.
Yeah.
So she's currently, although she's voted out already, she's currently on track.
Yeah.
Editing wise.
Right.
To take it.
Yeah. I think she'll be back in the game for sure.
You know, she's fierce and we've seen it time and time again. She's a hell of a good player.
Yeah.
In this and Amazing Race.
So we had Michelle, Jeremy, Ben, and Denise are the ones that voted against Ethan. And Adam is the only one that voted against Parvati.
Yeah.
Rob, Parvati, and Ethan voted against Adam. But that look on Rob's face when he realized that he wasn't part of this vote to get Ethan out, he was pretty surprised.
The other person who was surprised was Adam, because Michelle and Jeremy took control of this game and left Adam out.
True.
So
that was interesting.
I was saying earlier, let's go back to my defense.
Okay.
You got Adam out there who reached out to Rob, and he reached out to Ethan, who's just been voted out, but that's all right. That's coming back online, hopefully. Now, those two are, going to work together. It's going to be great.
You think so?
I know so, because he already made the reach beforehand.
Yeah.
And I think Rob will respect somebody who's playing hard like that. Rob won't respect somebody who's going to take it too easy.
Yeah. Well, Rob's got to pull people in, too, because now he's only got Parvati, so he's got to build up his alliance.
Yeah. Adam is a very smart player, normally. I mean, he's struggling a little bit right now, I'll admit, but I think that worked out really well.
Yeah. And he's still starstruck too for Rob.
A little bit. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, definitely not Ben.
No, Ben's cooled
Ben's
up a bit.
Ben's flipped by now, but I think Adam's still, really impressed with Rob. So we'll see.
And then we see also that Ethan gave his token to Parvati.
Yeah.
So now Parvati's sitting a little higher there.
Yeah.
Okay. Looking at next week, we have, everybody's struggling to see what they're going to do with Adam. He's kind of the subject of conversation for everybody over there.
Yeah.
We see Tyson, Sandra, and Tony possibly creating an alliance. Ooh, that's going to be a strong one.
That'll be a very strong one.
Sarah in there with Tyson?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we see somebody's near passing out at least. It looks like it's either Ethan or Amber.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know which one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope they're okay.
Yeah, so Edge of Extinction is rough on everybody, so that's got to be what it is.
Right.
How's your favorites doing?
They're doing pretty good. So Jeremy, he's teamed up with Michelle to get Ethan out. So he's kind of making some shots now. Hopefully that doesn't get too ahead of him, because sometimes when you start, calling the shots, puts a target on you. And I know already Rob has mentioned getting Jeremy or Ben out. So I'm like, leave my Jeremy alone.
Yeah.
So hopefully he'll be okay. Sarah, she got the advantage at the other tribe. I think Sarah's a badass.
Yeah, she is.
I think she's going to go a long ways.
Yeah. I would give it I tweeted about this. This season, I can't predict, and it doesn't feel comfortable that way, because normally we can kind of guess it. We can kind of tell you, it'll be one of these four.
Right.
But this one, man, I just can't guess it. And last week, my confidence in people have changed so much since this week.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing Sarah and Natalie is man, those two are so good.
Yeah, definitely. Natalie is definitely going to be a factor in this game.
Yeah.
So what about yours?
All right. So I've got Tyson, and I'm looking forward to his efforts next week. This week, he did a good job he made the right move in targeting Sandra, because somebody has to.
Right.
I think if he gets enough, he needs more people around him. So hopefully he works on that. I like Tyson still doing good. Adam, I think he did all the right moves. They were very, very risky, but Adam did good.
I don't know. You're pretty optimistic on him.
I am pretty optimistic. And side bet is on Nick, and I think Nick also did, because you know why Nick did good? He wasn't a lot in the episode.
Yeah.
So that's
he's
safe.
Keeping really low key, and they get to the end sometimes that way.
They do.
He did
they
that a lot.
They don't win it, but they do.
On his episode, he did that a lot.
We saw Christian way more than him.
Way more. Yeah.
So that's a good point.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that's going to be it for this week, guys.
I think so.
We'll see you guys next week.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks for joining us on the Outlast Podcast. You can find us through Twitter on @OutlastPodcast1. Hope to see you there.